shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.
All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya. There was some talk in the chat about the Lions replacing the lion with a lion logo with a swastika. That joke. And I think that a clip has been produced. It says, "We love the Lions unconditionally." Okay, share your clip. Okay, whatever. No, I don't even care. I'm like, I don't even care if he pledged his allegiance to Adolf Hitler.
That'd be a wild press conference, I will say.
I'd say, well, that's the way it goes. That's what it takes to win. Go Hitler.
We would change our team motto from biting kneecaps to burning Jews straight up.
Oh! If the Lions, if Dan Campbell said, we're replacing... Oh, it cut it. With the headline, "We love the Lions unconditionally." You know somebody will get pissed. That'll be the end of me. Anyway, always good to have Kyle here. He says, "That's not the clip I edited." Oh. I don't know. Whatever. I appreciate the effort. I'll go back to it later on. All right. Let's say hello to some of these amazing sponsors that keep this show powered. Andy and Colleen at King's Room Barbershop. Thank you so much. They have three locations. You're encouraged to visit and mention my name. King's Room Barbershop, for 50 plus years, haircuts for a king and or chicks who like short hair. Caledonia, Northland Drive, 821 36th Street in Wyoming. Right by the intersection of 36th and, Clyde Park, I think. Anyway, you'll find it. 821 36th Street in Wyoming. Their website is kingsroom.net. They are awesome. Haircut's going to cost you $19. Go there. If you go to the website, kingsroom.net, you can see where the stylist is because they're at different places. You know, and one day a person might be at the Northland Drive and then the next day at the Caledonia location. So it changes. So figure out where your person is, who you like, or if it doesn't matter, just show up. Everything is walk-in. You just walk in, put your name on a list. There's usually about five people cutting hair there. So the wait is never more than a handful of minutes, even at a peak time. Now, they close at 6. So you want to get there by 5:30 or earlier and put your name on the list. Because if you get there at 5 to 6, it's going to be too late because these people want to go home. Essentially, they stop taking names on the list after 5:30. So don't get there later than that, you know? These people got lives too, GD it. All right. Thank you to King's Room Barbershop. Irvine's Auto Repair. Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Thank you so much. Their website is ervines.com. They spell that ervines.com. ervines.com. The place to get your car, EV, hybrid, repaired, maintained, you name it. Ask about the loaner car. They can get you into a loaner car, no problem. 616-532-6600. That's 616-532-6600. The site of great food giveaway number 5. Do a little math here. Year 1, we gave away 100. Year 2, we gave away 100. Year 3, we gave away 200. I remember it was right after the we had the great Zaniac exodus. And I said, and people were making claims like, oh, no one's going to contribute now without us. They were sending me messages. Like Boring Dean would send me a message. Yeah, no one's going to donate now because we're gone. And I said, fuck you. And I doubled the amount that we gave away. But the problem with that was we did raise the money and we did get 200 meals. We didn't have enough people to give it away to. I don't think we have that problem anymore. Last year, we went back to 100, and it wasn't enough. So this year, we're settling on 150. Easy math. 2, 3, 4, 5, 650 meals we will have given away after this year. I'm guessing that's over $15,000 in food giveaways to folks who need it. Underprivileged folks, not to mention pounds and pounds of pet food and the recent addition, Megan's idea to add feminine hygiene products. So fantastic. Maureen says, those Zaniacs sure thought highly of themselves. Yes, they sure did. God, am I glad they're gone. What an annoying bunch. Holy shit. Speaking of annoying, I have not heard from Joe Martinez since the $100 Thanksgiving bet challenge. I know Joe likes to say bet, bet. Well, I'm saying bet. I am going to give the Bears and the points to Joe Martinez. $100 bet. Lions and Bears on Thanksgiving. He is going to take the Bears because he said the Bears are going to beat the Lions on Thanksgiving. I don't even know what the spread is on that game. If Vegas has even come out with the spread too, you know, being that they have a game this weekend. Do they do that? I know so little about gambling. Let's see here. Lions schedule. Okay. Bears. Okay. The Lions are giving, holy shit, 10.5. Vegas has the Lions as 10.5 point favorites over the Bears. So that means that's unheard of for a pro game, by the way. That means I'm giving you 10.5 points. That's a lot, Joe. You take 10.5, the points in the Bears. I'll take the Lions. $100 bet. The Lions are giving 7.5 on the road to Indianapolis. They are damn good right now. And I think they're still getting better. Jeremy says, when Joe loses that bet, he better donate that money to the great food giveaway. Well, I don't know about that. I've never been a fan of, hey, you won, give it away. Like whenever there's a 50-50 raffle, and it's a like $500, 50-50, That means you win $250. And it's for, like, you know, teachers. And then you win, and they're like, yeah, most people donate it. I'd be like, I'm not. No. I have finally pulled a response out of the immortal Joe Martinez. My challenge is, he said earlier in the show that the Lions would lose to the Bears. And I said, bet. And I said, I'll give you the points. 10.5, and you take the Bears. His response is, you didn't want to bet me when Michigan played that little bitch school. All right. And you're, and? Well, it's up to you. I mean, all I can do is offer you 10.5 on a $100 bet. Bears and 10.5. He says he is on the job site in beautiful Jenison, Michigan. I want you to be careful, okay? He says, and that wasn't even for money. It was just to wear gear. And then he says they're going to lose anyway. Well, it's up to you. I can only offer this. I can only offer this bet. So if you don't want to take it because you're a bitch, that's totally fine. I'm guessing you don't really think that the Lions are going to lose that game. I don't think the Lions are going to lose any more games. There's a fairly good chance they're going to go. They're going to run the table. They're that good. I would be shocked if they lost another game. I don't even know who they play the rest of the year. You got Indianapolis. You've got hosting Chicago. And then they host the Packers. Tough game. They host the Bills. Tough game. At Chicago, that's a win. At 49ers, tough game. Even though the 49ers kind of sucked this year. And then they host the Vikes. That's not easy. So the bet stands, and this child is not going to take the bet. He is now trying to deflect. That bitch comes in here, says Chicago's going to win. I said bet, and now he will not bet. Okay, so we all know that he really thinks the Lions are going to win. That is awesome. That is so awesome. You have been exposed for the fraud that you are. The Lions' odds of winning, the percent chance of winning the Super Bowl, up to 23%. That's huge. Oh, my God. Vegas knows. They know, goddammit. Speaking of Joe, I do need to mention this. The University of Michigan finally did something right. They got a badass quarterback. And I love how they did it. The best way to get the best football player ever, or, well, top recruit, is by putting down the cheddar. And boy, have they. Most five-star recruits, in this case, quarterback Bryce Underwood, who is from Michigan. He plays at Belleville, which is just about 20 minutes outside of Ann Arbor. For the past year, everybody's like, he's going to LSU. He's going to LSU. The whole family was in Baton Rouge earlier this month for the Alabama-LSU game, and the whole family is there at Death Valley to cheer on LSU because he's committed to LSU. Okay? Best quarterback in America. A three-star quarterback is pretty damn good. He's a five-star quarterback. He is what's described as a generational talent and still getting better and bigger and stronger. Michigan gave him $12 million to come to Michigan, and he has changed his mind. Most five-star quarterbacks can garner $5 to maybe $10 million. Michigan gave him $12 million. How do they do this? I'm not exactly sure how this is the thing. I remember when name, image, likeness became what the way they can do this. And I, the way it was described to me was like someone can get paid for their, like they do a commercial. Like if somebody went to Michigan and said, yeah, I'm Bryce Underwood for A&E Heating and Cooling. He would make his money from like A&E Heating and Cooling. But now they do it even more different. They have like a what's called a collective. And I think it's, I'm not entirely sure, but what I've understood is you have a group or an investment company that pays top dollar for somebody like Bryce Underwood. And they give them that money. And then that gives the collective the ability to then sell Bryce Underwood for merchandising, different businesses. So that $12 million to Bryce, what's his face, has to earn more through what they make him do. So you'll see him all over the place. You'll see him at on billboards. You'll see him at for TV stations. You'll see him making appearances. You'll whatever the collective is able to sell. They're like a middleman. You see how it works? So he plays football for Michigan. He's not paid by the university. Okay. But typically the people in the collective may be fans of the school, but not necessarily. They're looking at just bringing him in, paying him, which is legal, and then using his name, image, and likeness to make their own money. And oh, by the way, he's playing for Michigan. It's fucking brilliant. I love name, image, likeness. Morons like Nick Saban say, oh, it's ruined college football. Yeah, fuck you. The other way was so much better. You know, where the top athlete goes to the school and then the school makes millions of dollars off of his name while he, you know, gets free books and a meal card. Fuck you. That's bullshit. Name, image, likeness is outstanding for college football. I love it. Magical Misfit says name, image, likeness is insane, and I live in FCS country, NDSU in Fargo. Megan writes, Eric, I'm unmedicated and I'm fighting the urge to tell you I'm bored. And then she writes, whoops. Yeah, you know, that's a little silly that you could even suggest that because you don't have medicine, it gives you a free pass to say whatever you want. Well, congrats. Because now I'm not talking about sports. I'm talking about how weak you are.
Oh no. I don't have my medicine. I'm liable to tell people that I want to fuck. Oh no. I'm unmedicated. I might say things that I don't really want to say because I haven't got my medicine. Ooh, I'm a my weak words.
Shut up. Magic Misfit says, this is one of the better shows in a while. Tophis says, yeah, sports ball talk is boring. Maureen says maybe she gets a free pass because she's a show sponsor. Ha, ha, ha. Megan writes, wait, what? LOL. Yeah, that was an example of you. The things you say because, ooh, I don't have my medicine. That's not true at all. That's not true at all. You just wanted to tell me you were bored and you shrouded it in the nonsense of you're not medicated. You're medicated. Don't lie. God. She goes, my mom pays you. Right. And I give you something for that. This is bonus. Come on.
Oh, I'm bored because he's talking about sports.
Well, yeah, you know what? Not everything I say is going to resonate with every single person. So you know what most people do? They go, oh, he'll talk about something else in a little bit later time frame. Most don't just go, I'm bored. Talk about something that I want you to talk about. And I haven't had my medicine, so I gotta tell you. So dumb. So horrible. What a dumb take. Well, anyway, congratulations. I'm not talking about sports anymore. I'm talking about,
I say whatever I want when I don't have my medicine.
Holy shit. All right. Matt Gaetz has withdrawn his name as the pick for Attorney General. Matt Gaetz is under investigation for federal sex trafficking. How is it that A, Matt Gaetz is an elected official? How is it that Matt Gaetz was originally nominated to be the Attorney General of the United States? And frankly, how is it that he's stepping away? I'm shocked at that. I'm not shocked that he's those other things, because that's the world we live in. Apparently, you can be being investigated for federal sex trafficking and not only be an elected official, but allowed elected official, and you can even be nominated for the Attorney General's office. Well, of course, this should all be on the up and up. We have a president elect who's got 34 felony convictions, who very soon will find out if he's going to prison before he's actually in office. Of course he would nominate the weirdo who's being investigated for federal sex trafficking. I think the only shocker here is that he agreed to step away. What? Wow. The announcement caps a turbulent 8-day period in which Trump sought to capitalize on his decisive election win to force Senate Republicans to accept provocation selections like Gaetz. The decision could heighten scrutiny on other controversial Trump nominees, including Pentagon pick Pete Hegseth, who faces sexual assault allegations that he denies. Yeah, in that one, the story goes that he paid money, and person who was accusing him agreed to not make any more of a allegations or charges against him. Gates says, while the momentum was strong, it is clear that my confirmation was unfairly becoming a distraction to the critical work of the Trump-Vance transition. Translation, I don't want the entire dossier of the investigation about me having sex with children to be out. That's what you have here. That's why he's stepping away. So that's bullshit. Gates, a Florida Republican who one day earlier met with senators in an effort to win their support, said in a statement. And I'm guessing he didn't get it. So that's that. He's already nominated somebody else. I don't know her name. She's a blonde. She's young and reasonably attractive. That's pretty much what I expected. Tofus says, I think it's great that there's some Republicans that are pushing back against Trump and his picks. Magic Misfit says, the rumor is some Republicans said they wouldn't confirm him, so that's where it came from. Young Adam Schwab says, felons cannot get a job as a bagger at Meijer, but they can be president. Correct. Nick says the pick is an old babe. Right up your alley, EZ. I only have eyes for Pooh Bear, Nick. Shut up. Patrick describes Gates as looking weird as fuck. Dude always has an odd look on his face. Joe Martinez says, let's go back to sports. Who gives a shit about Trump and his circus bunch of clowns anyways? The circus is back in town. Look, I don't want anybody to get the idea that they have the ability to just tell me what the fuck to talk about. Just like I don't have carte blanche to march into the goddamn HVAC job and tell Joe, you know, where to put the sheet metal screws. I would never dream of that because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Nor would I march into Irvine's and say, oh, yeah, hey, you're doing it wrong. Do it the way I want you to. I would never, never dream of doing that. Now, you morons do. So, I just have to throw you a fastball right up about your eyes, and then it's taken care of. Hey, it's Eric Zane for one of my favorite sponsors, UncommonGoods.com. Now, when you shop at UncommonGoods.com, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. UncommonGoods.com have searched all around the globe to get some of the most amazing makers of handcrafted products that are made in small amounts. Shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Seriously, just go check out the selection from all the different types of amazing products and gifts that you can get at UncommonGoods.com. From holiday host and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids, to hits for everyone, from book lovers to diehard sports fans. Just shop around. I'm telling you, the folks who get the gifts purchased through UncommonGoods.com are always going away satisfied and happy and giving you a look like, how did you think of this amazing, awesome gift? basically, all you need to do is go to uncommongoods.com. And I'm going to give you 15% off your next gift. All you have to do is go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. Uncommongoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Megan says, are you mad at me? No, you idiot. That makes it even worse. Mad at you? No, I just beat the hell out of you for 5 straight minutes. Look, Megan, I'm not like on the sensitive bus. I don't get mad at people. I just lash out. I just respond in a humorous way. An entertaining, humorous way. She says, I sent you an apology text a while ago. I drive the sensitive bus. Ugh, gross. I'm going to delete it right now. I hate those. Ugh. There it is. Ugh. Don't do that. I just made fun of you horribly over that. Everybody gets it, you know? David says, the asshole of the day is the chat. No, absolutely not. I love the chat. The asshole of the day is never the chat. The chat is what drives this goddamn show. Maureen says, oh my God, Eric, you are going to hurt her feelings. Well, I just said she didn't make me mad. That's all I said. Look, you guys know that when this show starts to when this show finishes, you've got Eric Zane, and that's who you want. You never want Eric Zaytunian. Eric Zaytunian is a boring asshole, okay? You want Eric Zane. Different person. All right? Chris says, everybody gets a turn in the barrel. Maureen writes, oh, but you deleted her apology. Shut up! God! She says, Megan says, okay, then can you pull Darla's tongue gently, of course, just to see how long it will take her to notice? She noticed it right away. Yeah, I don't have patience for people that go, oh, God. Quit it. God. I'm a big boy. Did Eric check the earlier clips? Had shit service and the feed was skipping? I don't know. I don't even know what's going on anymore. The show's done. I've had it with you people. So at the end of the day, I think the big takeaway here is that Joe Martinez is a huge pussy. He won't take the 10.5 and the Bears. That's pretty much the big takeaway. Lions are going to destroy Indianapolis. They're going to destroy the Bears. And they're going to win the Super Bowl. Magic Misfit says, I love how the dogs all come chill with Zane. It's my fave. Mine too. Jeremy, if you're in the area and you want to come over and pet puppies to make you feel better, well, you can't. I don't like people to just come over. I was going to invite you over, but I actually don't want that. Then I recommend you go to your local animal shelter and pet some puppies. Okay. Okay, so Matt Gaetz He's out. Some babe is coming in. And that's it. I think he's kind of a dirt ball. I do believe that he is he's gross and he's done some terrible things. I believe that. And I think he should get in trouble for that. That's why I think he's not going to be the new attorney general. That and the rest of the Republicans are like, fuck that shit. This is going to be so interesting to see how this unfolds. I'm interested in top to bottom, everything about Trump being president. I wish he wasn't. I wish he was not the president, but he is. So now it's time to sit back and see how he does. I hope he does great. I hope he does great. I'm pretty sure I won't be happy with what he does. Some of you will. And for that, I mean, I hope it's for the right reasons. I really do. Okay. Speaking of Joe Martinez and him ducking me and not taking the Bears bet, while he's in Jenison, Michigan today, he'll probably be taking phone calls from people like you, or maybe Maria will get those calls. 616-516-8579. 616-516-8579 to get your free furnace tune-up. Call that jackass, all right, and have him come to your place and tune everything up for free. It's awesome. I love him, and you will too. Ask about the free furnace tune-up, or if you have anything else AC or furnace-wise that you need taken care of, he can help you with everything.
Good morning, Arizane.
My man.
What's happening?
Where have you been?
Oh, I've been here. I've been there. I think I was in Florida 2 times ago when you called.
Yeah.
And the time you called, I was here working, but I had my hands full and I couldn't get away.
Okay, so what's happening at TC Paintball, buddy? What's new and exciting that you are interested in telling us about?
Man, my opinion is it's always new and exciting. Well, maybe not new, but it's always exciting. We're shifting gears for, you know, getting ready to have our indoor field be the primary source of entertainment. You know, for the winter, we still play some outdoors, but I'm kind of putting the dotting the I's and crossing the T's on some winter events that I'm planning, and then getting ready for my 2025 tournament season. I'm laying the dates out for that.
Chris says, are you developing axe throwing yet?
Man, let's not talk about that.
Do you remember when, right about the same time that you were developing axe throwing, I was calling a business that is into axe throwing, and you said, hey, just let you know, I've got axe throwing too. You fucker.
We have hit some speed bumps on that path, and I don't know if I can get past those speed bumps.
All right. The neighbor kids are 9 and 11. Do you still I think they want to play paintball.
Great.
Do you still have any type of little league thing?
Every Wednesday night. Yep. Wednesday night.
That's still a thing.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. And we just got a kind of a new influx of kids. We ended up the community I live in Granville. They have like a recreational sports activities brochure that they put out. And after a bunch of, you know, hemming and hawing and trying, I was finally able to get our kids leagues into that brochure. And we saw an influx. In fact, we even added another tier of experience. So now on Wednesday nights, we have Little League, which I can't really call it that because Little League Baseball served me a cease and desist on using that term.
They did?
Yeah, they did. But we'll come back around to that. That was kind of funny.
Oh my God.
We have our low impact league, which is designed for 8 and over. And then the next step up now is a beginner teen league. So you're using the regular size paintballs at regular impact, but the experience level is lower with the, you know, kind of the beginner teen. And then the next step up is the advanced teens, which is you know, my kids and his team you know, kind of the tournament level player in the teen age bracket.
How does Little League even find out that you use the term?
So I do on Wednesdays, I put a Facebook post out there, you know, say, hey, you know, Little League's going on. Sometimes I'll throw a video on there to see, you know, see the kids playing.
maybe some pictures, some info. Hey, Little League's going on tonight. This is when we check in. This is when we play. So I do that all the time, or I did that all the time. Well, I still do it all the time. But so I was using the term Little League for a long time, and because I was using that term, I would start getting a bunch of posts and comments on my post from what I thought were, I apologize for my ignorance here. I don't know if it was a bot. I don't know if it was, people looking for something that is a popular term out there. But for whatever reason, I started getting a bunch of, like, spam posts on those posts that I would make, or spam comments, rather. And I would have to go in and delete all them. And basically, it was some people or organizations that were promoting watching Little League games on a particular platform, on a particular site.
Wow.
And that would happen. It went on for weeks and weeks and weeks. And after I made my post, my phone would blow up with all these different comments. And they were just trying to piggyback on me posting about Little League. And they were trying to get people that were viewing that to go to their site to watch Little League games.
Uh-huh.
So delete those comments. So just to get it out of there, because it didn't have anything to do with the actual baseball league. So I was trying to make it a little bit more clear. So eventually one day I got an email from somebody from Little League Baseball saying, we understand that you're using, our copyrighted term, Little League, and you can't do that. And, this is your cease and desist. And I was like, holy shit. Little old us, we're having a 20-person, weekly 20-person kids league. And, I thought it was natural to call it a Little League because it's little kids. And they didn't like that. So I had to stop using the term Little League.
I'm going to add Little League Eric Zane Show podcast.
That will get you some attention.
Yeah, I want that. I'm always looking for new ways to get attention. So okay. I'm going to add that to my posts.
Everybody that heard you say that understands, believe me.
That's fantastic. All right. So so what do you call it now? Do you still call it Little League?
So, yeah, I do. I just don't post Little League. I post Kids League. So, the name of it is Low Impact League, L-I-L. So I use the term Little League. I kind of mumble through it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think it's kind of funny.
If you go L-I-L and then the apostrophe Little League, that might be a way around it.
Yeah, and that's kind of how I navigate it. But I think it's funny. I mean, I talk about it. I wear my headset and I announce games and stuff when we're running the kids league and kind of give it a kind of an announcer flair. And I'm always referring to it. I'm always talking about, we can't use that term anymore. But, at the end of the day, they have a ton more money than I do. So, if they really want to get serious about it. But, would they really do anything? Here's the question. And here's the question. If it ever came to a court of law, or if anybody had to make a decision on if I could use that term or if I was in the wrong of using that term, did I benefit in any way by using their, their copyrighted phrase? Did I get anybody to walk in the door thinking that they were showing up to a Little League baseball event and actually they were, they were surprised with paintball? And did I benefit from that? No. Everybody that walked in the door to play Little League paintball knew exactly what they were getting into. So, I feel like there's a little bit of overreaching, but I get it. It's their property, their crowd that they created, and I'm kind of trying, inadvertently trying to piggyback off of that. So I get it that they're mad.
Lions on a fucking roll. Do you see any stopping this train?
Been a fan for a long time. And, that comeback that they had with Goff having five picks, and then these blowout wins that they have where it's like, they want to put a drive together, so they just put their mind to it and do it. That's something that I'm not used to. I am used to them, being in the game and making the big plays in the first, second, and third quarter, and then get to the fourth quarter when it really, really matters in a close game and falling short. And it's just not happening right now. And I'm looking around the league and looking around these games going, are they really number one in the power rankings? Are they really favored to go to the Super Bowl? I mean, it's amazing to me, and I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop right now, for to wake up from the dream or for something to happen, knock on wood, a stupid injury that's going to derail us or just ineptitude creeping back into what we do or what they do. I don't know. It's really awesome right now, and I hope it's something that's going to last for a long time, because we have suffered as fans for decades and decades, and now that we have this legitimate product on the field, it's like, man, I was it worth it, all the suffering, and how long is it going to last? I just don't know. It's awesome, though.
I have two people in particular that are haters who still have they still have this horrible attitude about them. One is Joe Martinez from A&E Heating and Cooling, and the other one is a listener in Minnesota named Chris, and they still like hate on them, and they doubt them, and they say terrible things about them. Do those people annoy you like they annoy me?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I don't get it. I feel like that those people, probably if you look around those lives, and nothing personal against Joe, I like Joe. I don't know Chris very well. I think Chris is one of my haters. But anyway, I think you look around and you see those people complain about other things, and it's like, you know, some people just need to complain. I feel like that we were, you know, the human race was a warring race for, you know, for most of its existence. And if we're not in the middle of a conflict ourselves, we kind of seek it out. You know, we need to have conflict with people. I think there's a lot of examples like that, of that in the world right now, where people kind of create some controversy and conflict where maybe there doesn't need to be any. So I think that those people just need to complain about something.
Piano Finger Banger writes.
Who?
Yeah. Piano Finger Banger writes, if Rick talks any faster, his brain is going to short circuit.
Oh, my goodness. And, you know, I've taken up a new hobby. I'm chewing gum now, and uh-huh. It annoys the piss out of my wife. And I think part of the reason I do it is I think it stops me from snacking. You know, I get something in my mouth that I can taste, and it kind of keeps my attention a little bit. But I just get obnoxious chewing this gum, and my wife just wants to absolutely kill me. So, I mean, you can imagine, you know, when I get on a rant, I'm talking about something or how fast I talk. I do the same thing with the gum, and I just chomp the shit out of it. And sometimes I realize I'm doing it, and I'm like, God damn, you're irritating to yourself. You know what I mean? So, I mean, my poor wife has got to deal with that.
You are what's described as having a high motor.
I guess I have my moments. There are times where I feel like the laziest piece of shit in the world, but there are other times where I just can't sit still.
All right. As always, thank you. I appreciate you. And go see Rick at TC Paintball.
Hey, did you get my most recent check?
No.
Because on the label, you know how I like to send a little messages to you on the address label, right?
Yes, sir.
I put a prospective date on there for a paintball, Arizona paintball war.
Okay. Right? I'll keep an eye out for it.
Okay, look for that and send me your usual middle finger via picture, via text.
Will do.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, see ya. Bark, bark. Rick from TC Paintball. Jokes flying in left and right. Relentless jokes. Oh, the jokes hot and heavy. My God. My, so many jokes. I can't get in the way of those. I'm not doing my duty if I get in the way of Rick jokes. Basically, things are presented to you, and then you pick up the football and you run with it. That's what I would do too. I would be a complete hypocrite if I was discretionary about the jokes. You've done marvelously. You are a well-trained, well-oiled machine, the chat is. Okay? And I think you're getting better. The chat has become an entity that is entertaining in and of itself. If I went out of my way and ignored the chat, I think that would be biting off my nose to spite my face. Bob with, you didn't ask him my question. How's the punching zoo coming along? Also, Tophus writes, does she get annoyed when you beat up dogs? Oh my God. Bob says he also praised a certain mustache man. I don't get it. When talking about the chat, Kenny writes, well, most of the chat. No, bullshit. The chat is a fuel source. okay? Can you believe that just a simple comment this week, midweek, Kenny simply just saying, hey, I like your smile. When you're cute, you get a like. Saying that would lead to such an overabundance of comedic fuel. God, was that fantastic. And you know what I'm really proud of? Me. Because I let it simmer. I saw it. I could have jumped right all over it. But I said, easy, the timing is not right on this. First of all, the lady that he's being gross to, she's here. Let's just let it, you know, percolate. The wise people in the chat did, in fact, say, hey, come on, man. And I knew we had comedic gold. Then I went ahead and I thought about it on my walk with the dogs. And I go, how can I make this even better? I go, well, you know, just bring it up, big guy. Just bring it up and let it go. It's the equivalent of when you were a little fella and you had your balsa wood flyer with the rubber band and the propeller and you're spinning that thing up and you say to your dad or your grandpa, say, hey, Pop, what do I do? Just let it go, son, and it will fly. It will soar. Kenny is the balsa wood flyer of the show. Legendary moment. Right up there with Z Speed. We could now do a full-on Kenny Day. We could start the show with Z Speed and then go into the TV purchase and then dive right into Kenny as the balsa wood flyer. I don't even know how to name that. I think we tried to name it. What did I write down? I think it was something about Kenny's Creepy Corner or something like that. Hey, what's up, baby? Yeah. You're cute. You got a nice smile. I'm going to follow you. Whenever I do that, it makes Tophus sick. Now, Tophus, you're wrong. Because he writes, it was crazy to think that it's not creepy and that women like that. These women do like it. We have discovered that on this show, Sarah, Megan, Maureen, Linda love that. They think it's awesome. Now, that's stupid. That is so fucked up. But that's what they say. They say that is a huge turn on to them and that Kenny actually did turn them on. That's what they, those are their words. Two votes for that segment to be known as Kenny's Creepy Corner. Tophus is described as an unhinged liberal maniac. Becca Shea says, Creepgate. I think the word creep has to be included in it to some point. you want to reach out to Rick to book your event at TC Paintball, you can get more information at tcpaintballgr.com. Chris says, I thought Kenny immediately hunted her down on social media and followed her, liked her, all her stuff, but it was just a Twitch follow. I guess I don't know. I was assuming Twitch as well, but I don't know if he went to Facebook and X and LinkedIn and snail mail to her house. He may have done those things too. We don't know. We don't know that. I would like to think that he would not do that. You hear that you're racing. It's asshole of the daytime. Megan still thinks she's asshole of the day. No, come on now. You stepped out of line and you were smacked on the nose like a puppy. How could I be mad at that? I don't know anyone in particular that could be the asshole of the day. I guess I'll just make it Matt Gaetz. Is that with an S or a Z? I think it's an S. No, I think it's a Z. I'm not sure. Congratulations to Matt on being the asshole of the day, brought to you by TC Paintball. It's been an eventful week. We've got an all-time bit. And there's still more podcasting on the Patreon. Now, I know you think, my God, this legend does this for two straight hours. His energy is through the roof on the free podcast. Reward this legend, me, by signing up for my Patreon. And you can sign up for the first 7 days free. I tell you what, that's all I ask. If you've enjoyed this free show, sign up for the free Patreon for 7 days. At the end of the 7 days, you decide whether you should keep subscribing to it. I put a lot of time and energy to it. I don't ask for any money on the free podcast. Sponsors take care of that. God bless them. But if you want the superfan content, sign up at patreon.com/Eric Zane. That is one of the many ways that I make a living, eke out a living, doing this little podcast. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bob says, is it nappy time? I don't know. I'm not sure. I feel good right now, but you never know. It could hit me like a ton of bricks. Thank you for the support, the jokes, the chat, all that fun stuff. And I will talk to you down the road.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.